urgent times. If you're living in fear of the future, wondering how the Lord intervenes with His mercy and compassion, stay tuned for an hour of inspiring, uplifting radio for a time such as this. Now here is your host, Anne McClone, with Thy Will Be Done.
Well, my friends, it is a pleasure to be with you today, January 11th, 2020. And what a week we've had since last Monday, right? What a week we've had. So as I told you in the beginning of the program last week, I told you the Lord had given me the word endurance. Last year, it was the word hope. Little did we know that endurance was certainly the benchmark word for the year. And all the programs, at least from Thy Will Be Done, will be programmed around the word endurance, whether they're witnesses or teachings, all around the word endurance, allowing us to pray for the gift of endurance, for the joyful gift of endurance throughout 2021. I have a special guest for you today, and I will share who it is in a few minutes. But I wanted to open up to, I found this book in the studio, actually, on Dorothy Day. And my friend Dr. Carmina Chapp has a farm up in the Pocono area, I believe Shavertown. It's a Dorothy Day farm. And she and her husband, Larry, provide food for a soup kitchen in New York, and they live a very simple life, and both are theologians. So I've learned a lot about Dorothy Day over the past couple years, but today, while sitting in the studio praying for the opening scripture, this book just jumped out to me, and I love the opening prayer as one opens this book. Really reflect upon these words. We cannot love God unless we love each other. And to love, we must know each other. We know Him in the breaking of bread, and we know each other in the breaking of bread. We are not alone anymore. Heaven is a banquet, and life is a banquet too, even with a crust, where there is companionship. We have all known the long loneliness, and we have learned that the only solution is love, and that love comes with community. Very, very powerful. Again, the book is called Dorothy Day, An Introduction to Her Life and Thought by Ignatius Publications, and I will be doing a series of programs on Dorothy Day in the coming months, so be sure to stay tuned. But in the midst of all the turmoil, trust me, I've been home praying. My husband says, you're very, very quiet. And just praying, Lord, what is your will? And what is your will for this radio broadcast? Today, it actually happened today, He showed me. I want you to do a program on the divine will. Never in all my years of broadcasting have I ever done a program on the divine will. I've heard a lot about the divine will. I remember Dominic Lettieri sharing his trip to Italy and Luisa Picaretta, and I remember some stories back in the day of Dom sharing the divine will, but I didn't really listen, and I know very little about the divine will. But in preparing for this program, the Lord showed me that it's time to put to rest the anxiety, the fear, the lack of peace we have, especially over the past week. And how do we do that? It's through our spiritual walk, my friends. It's through our spiritual walk. And this is why I wanted Larry Leopold on today, who has taken on a ministry of living in the divine will. He is married with 7 children, 24 grandchildren. He's a certified life coach. He's the founder of Leopold Creative Marketing. He actually studied for the priesthood when he was very young. I love to say that. He's a professional multimedia painter and artist. He has a BA in philosophy from St. Joseph's University. He's a professional graphic designer. He's been a DRE. He's developed Womb with a View cartoon series. He began learning and committing to living in the divine will back in 1998. He published and syndicated a pro-life cartoon series called Seeds of Sanctity in the National Catholic Register, and we could go on and on and on. So I thought, you know what? Larry is perfect to talk about living in the divine will. He's lived through many life circumstances that all of us may be struggling with at the current time. And he has maintained and grown and thrived in his spiritual walk with the Lord. That's not an easy task, is it? It's not an easy task. When you are shaking in your boots, and when you're at home scared, or you're scared for your children, or you're scared of COVID, and you're scared of your finances, we need to turn to the Lord. But that's just a saying, isn't it? Sometimes I really get upset with the cliches. What does turn to the Lord mean? What does it mean? If you're sitting in your rocking chair at home, or your hardback chair, or your car on the highway, and you're saying, how do I turn to the Lord when life in the world is a mess? Well, Larry Leopold will be sharing with all of us how to live in the divine will. For me, this is a learning experience for me as well, my friends. So I will be asking questions as you would ask questions. And we hope that this continues. The Lord wants us to live in His divine will. So what does that mean? Does it mean to live in surrender? Does it mean to act every day doing something? Are you a busy bee? Are you criticizing and gossiping right now? I'm sure all of us have fallen into the abyss of gossip and conspiracies and lies and distrust. Jesus wants us to live, my friends, in His divine will. And as you know, from the locutions, the prophetic words that Kathleen McCarthy has shared, particularly on Tuesdays, we have learned so much. The Lord has given her so much of the prophetic word over the years. Listen carefully to these words. Listen carefully, because the Lord has a plan. Sue, Mary, Joe, Frank, Jim, Kyle, He has a plan for all of you and for all of us. And right now, with all the noise and chatter, we can't seem to hear Him. Are you in a spiritual abyss right now, confused? Your prayer life seems to be rattled. You know, I was really thinking the other day about spiritual narcissism. I'm not even sure that that's a term that's out there. I was thinking about that, thinking we have been unfortunately taught, Lord, hear my prayer. I want. And to me, that's a form of spiritual narcissism. And I really reflected on this about 2-3 days ago. Our spiritual lives are centered and focused on what you want. I want my children to go to school. I want my children to go to college. I want my children to play, you know, the lead in a play. I want to be healed. I. And how many of us have learned to surrender our will to God's divine will? It's not an easy task, is it, my friends? I want you to think about it. Is your prayer life focused on I, and not Jesus? What is it that you want of me? He may want you to be still right now and to intercede. He may want you to put on pause a lot of things in your life, to pray, Or he may want you to be that locomotive flying down the tracks doing something. Again, Larry Leopold will be sharing Living in the Gift of the Divine Will. Again, a very powerful topic that was so dear many, many years ago to Dominic Lethierry. And for me, this is a new topic, and for this radio broadcast, it is a new topic. So, my friends, we welcome Larry Leopold. Larry, you're live on the air.
Hello, Ann. Hello, everybody. Glad to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you. I was just talking a little bit about Living in the Divine Will and how Dominic Lethierry, many, many years ago, he would talk about living in the divine will, and he ran a trip to Louisa Picaretta's home. And I really know very little. All I know about is surrendering my will to God's will. So if you can give us a little bit of background on how this evolved and this spirituality.
Well, I think you said it all. I don't know if there's any more to say, Anne, but I'll do my best. Now, here we go. We take it the long view, all right? And the way Jesus tells Louisa that there's three missions, okay? If you want the three fiats. The first fiat is the fiat of God the Father, the Creator, when he said, let there be light. And all of creation was made, all right? And this was his grand gift to us, all right? To his beloved creatures, our precious nothings that he loves so much. Of course, there was a misstep with Adam and Eve, all right? And so the second fiat had to come. And that fiat was entrusted to Our Lady. Right? It was her fiat that brought about the redemption of mankind through Jesus' death and cross and death and then resurrection. This fiat has opened up for us the ability to reconnect with God in his divine will, which Adam and Eve broke away from. Right? They were created one with God's will, fused with it. But he also gave them a free will. And they chose themselves over God's will. And that fracture was what Jesus came to repair. And he did. He did. Now, on Pentecost, we receive the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete. And his action beyond redemption is sanctification and kind of completing the work that Jesus, through his redemption, initiated. And the fullness of that redemption, the fullness of sanctification, has always been to become one with God again. All right, we've seen this concept from the earliest church fathers. Right? And as a Carmelite myself, through John of the Cross and all the Carmelites, have all been focused on becoming one with God, united in his will again. And up until now, doing his will, conforming ourselves to his will and forming lives of sanctity has been what the life of the church has been all about, and all the lives of the saints giving witness to that. And the holiness and the goodness that comes from that is wonderful. But it's sanctifying grace that we receive through offering ourselves and doing God's will. And in the realm of God, in the Godhead, all of that is created grace. In other words, those are our humans offering up our works to be sanctified, and that sanctified work is still within the realm of our human. It's really, really good. But we've had 2,000 years of that, and, well, as we look around, the prayer has always been, you know, come Holy Spirit, spill the heart, you're faithful. And then kindle in them the fire of thy love. Send forth thy spirit, and we shall be created, and thou shalt renew the face of the earth. We're looking to see if the earth has been renewed. What do you think, Anne?
No.
Not yet, right?
Not and yet, so, but it's coming.
It's coming because, again, when Jesus was here, he taught us how to pray.
Right.
And his prayer was, that thy will be done.
The name of this radio program.
There is exactly right. All right. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And our church has been praying this prayer from the day he taught it to us. And the maxim is, as the church prays, so it believes. Right? So we all believe that God's will be done on earth as it is in heaven. You believe that?
Absolutely.
All right. So I think we say the prayer. But as we pray that prayer, we need to think, do I believe this? I look around. I see darkness. I see 2,000 years. We're not there yet. Do I believe it's true? Okay. And how can it not be true? Our Lord and Savior told us, right? And he doesn't lie. And so, in the fullness of time, which is always God's way, isn't it? The fullness of time. He had a third mission. All right, so there's the mission of Jesus, redemption, the mission of Our Lady as the co-redemptress, right, to bring forth our Lord, and to be the mother of the church, all mankind, and the mediatrix of graces, so wonderful. And so our Lord does this. He centers into one person all the graces needed to bring about the next fiat, okay? Now, the next fiat, it turns out, was given to a little gal in Corrado, Italy, named Luisa Picaretta. And Jesus came to her and asked if she would take on the mission of bringing about the living of all of us in God's divine will, which would be the fullness of the work of the Holy Spirit, the fullness of sanctification, so that the whole earth could be renewed. And so within Luisa, he built this whole ministry and mission of grace that he always does with one person and a little unknown person. Mary wasn't known, right? And yet he built this hidden kingdom within her. And so he did with Luisa. All right, now, as he instructed her on what this kingdom of the divine will encompassed and what living in his divine will encompassed, he dictated to her 37 volumes of, or 36 volumes, sorry, of instructions on the science of living in God's divine will. All right, all of that is amazing and wonderful. And basically, her mission was to take us from a place of doing God's will, conforming ourselves to God as best we could. All right. So in other words, I have an image in my mind of our heart, which was broken by Adam's sin and joined together by Jesus' death on the cross. And yet our human will was still free to sin and still had all the concupiscence and inclinations and weaknesses of our sinful nature. And so more often than not, that's what we would do. We would sin. Then we go to confession.
Mm-hmm.
We cleansed. Thank you, Jesus, for confession. Thank you for penance. And then we go sin again. So it's like sin, wash, repeat. And it's like, how do we get out of this cycle? And the Lord said, here we go. I have this gift for you. And it's a gift that is kind of like a ministry, a job that he had as well. Right? And the job was that he would give us the gift that he had given to Adam and Eve, the gift of living once again, one with his will, in his will, all right? Not doing his will like a good servant, you know, who would obey
mm-hmm.
whatever God told him, and then the job would be done, and he'd be on his own again until God gave him another order to do. you know, and it's like, that's doing his will, and that's a wonderful thing. But this living in God's will is utterly different. This is him living in us, doing his will through us, so that what we want, what we feel, what we see, what we do, all of it is him. And it's the recollection of St. Paul's words that it is no longer I who live, but Christ living in me. And that's different. And that's not something we can do on our own power. This is not something a creature can pick himself up by his bootstraps and say, okay, now the Creator is living in me, as some of our New Age friends would like to think.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a gift that God, the divine, can give to us because he is God. And he said, okay, the world needs more now. The world, I need to come down in you to do this renewing of the face of the earth, so that your acts that you would do would no longer have to be just human acts that have human goodness, or even acts offered up with grace to be, you know, holy acts with sanctifying grace, which would still be our human acts, right? Creaturely acts. But instead, if you do this, if you surrender, as you said in the beginning of the program, if you surrender your human will to me so that you choose only to do what I have, right? And that your will and my will become one, and you, like the Blessed Mother, right? Let your fiat be full of that grace, that we can walk in her footsteps and let her teach us how to live that way. Then what you do, and it doesn't matter what you do, but whatever you do, if you intend to fuse it with me in my divine will, it will no longer be a creaturely act. It'll be my divine act on earth with divine effect, not just the effect of grace, but the effect of the Godhead working through you. So that, and we've had saints who say that if you just sneeze, the world is sanctified, right? And that's what it is. So that whether you're thinking, breathing, walking, sleeping, working, talking on the radio, whatever you're doing, these now can become divine acts that have everlasting effect for sanctifying and making up for the deficit of love that God has not received. It's an act of repair, of reparation, of sanctification, of divinization, so that his will on earth will be the same as his will in heaven. Does that make sense to you?
It does. And if you're just tuning in, the guy who's on the other end of the microphone is Larry Leopold, and we're talking about living in the divine will. And some of the, is it considered a locution given to Luisa Picaretta, the 37 volumes? What are those volumes considered?
Good. No, we are, now let's talk about that. Let's talk about Luisa and let's talk about her volumes, okay?
37 or 36 volumes, you said.
Yes, 36 volumes, which, those volumes have been taken up by the Vatican, all right, in 1996. They were released by Cardinal Ratzinger, all right? And since then, they've been studied and read and discussed. And the Vatican took up the job of what's called a critical translation of her works,
mm-hmm.
so that there is no misunderstandings or a lack of conformity with the magisterium of the church, which Luisa, being a little peasant Italian gal with no more than a high school education, receiving, basically, Jesus would come to visit her and tell her what to write, and he would dictate to her what he wanted to teach us about living in the divine will. And she had little copybooks like you had in school,
mm-hmm.
little copy. And she would just start writing And he said, don't leave out a word. Every word of this is like a pearl. It's like a star from heaven. And I want each word to be faithfully transcribed so that people can learn. Right? And so she did. And when she'd finished one copybook, she'd pick up another, and that was volume one. And then she'd start writing volume two. And she wound up with like 36 of these little copybooks completely filled, which wound up being like, I could say 8,000 words, right? 8,000 pages of information. And that's what was being translated and had just been completed by the Vatican. And now is being reviewed by the, whatever the...
That's okay.
Congregation of the Doctrine
yes.
of Faith.
Yes.
Okay, and they are about to give their final approval of that so that it can then be translated into English because it was done in Italian, because she was Italian, done in Latin. And then they'll pass on down to us in English. Okay, meanwhile, so the church has had these books in their hand, and in fact, Father Joseph Iannuzzi wrote his thesis for his dissertation on the gift of the divine will, and presented it to the Vatican. And basically, they were wowed by it. They gave him a standing ovation. So he not only passed his test, but it's become kind of the stand ship that we all go to. His dissertation is available for us. All right, and that was since 2014. So. Let's talk about Louisa for a moment, or do we need a break?
Yeah, we're going to have a break in another minute. And I also want to talk about, so how does this differ, Larry, this after the break, after we talk about Louisa, how does this differ from living in the present moment? You know, there are many great books and many great monastic books written on living in the present moment and surrendering. We've heard, you know, Father Delinda, who Father James Blunt really promotes living in, surrendering to the present moment. And Jesus, I surrender myself to you. I give you everything. So after the commercial break, Larry, which is going to happen right now, I would like to first have you segue to Louisa Picaretta. And then let's talk about how does this differ than the writings of others, and then how can one enter into the divine will of Jesus Christ? All right, my friends, stay on the line, and my friends, we will be back after this commercial break.
This is Father Dermot Roach of the SMA Fathers, the African Missions in Boston. From the first time I spoke to Kathleen, I recognized the special presence of the Holy Spirit in her. Kathleen exudes a confidence, joy, and truly a holy boldness in her unique style of evangelization. I've been blessed being part of her retreats, her preaching, and her teaching, especially sharing the Word of God with her on Thursday afternoons on The Holy Spirit is With You. The many gifts that Kathleen shares with us in ministry are a testament of her humble surrender to God's will and mission for the church. She's a simple instrument, becoming Christ's eyes of compassion, Christ's feet walking in humility and goodness, and Christ's hands of healing and blessing the wounded, the lonely, and lost souls on this earth.
We thank God for our one, holy, Catholic, and Apostolic Church, where Jesus remains present to us until the end of the age, in word and in sacrament. Catholic Radio, shares in the ministry of the Church to proclaim the gospel to the ends of the earth, and in his sign Catholic Radio, has been doing so for over 30 years. Kathleen McCarthy and in his sign have been empowered by the Holy Spirit to bring the fire of God's healing love to the world through Catholic Radio and the Internet. With God's grace, his word goes out, healing hearts and transforming lives. In his sign, proclaims the culture of life, loud and clear, in a culture of death. The ministry's mission is to evangelize, catechize, and to be a voice for those who have no voice, proclaiming the truth that will set all people free. To our faithful family and friends who stand with us, thank you for being missionaries with us by supporting In His Sign Catholic Radio. Without your monthly support of prayer and financial giving, our mission would not be able to continue. Our mission voice would be silenced. To our new listeners, please prayerfully consider joining our monthly circle of family and friends by partnering with us financially each month. All donations are completely tax deductible and go directly to our daily expenses, like the purchase of radio airtime and keeping the lights on. Kathleen McCarthy and all of the staff at In His Sign, except Kathleen's administrator, donate all of their time and talent on a volunteer basis at no expense to the ministry. Donations to In His Sign Catholic Radio may be sent to 136 Garrett Avenue, Rosemont, PA 19010. Or you can donate securely at inhissign.com. Remember, without your prayers and financial support, our mission voice will be silenced.
Our special guest today is Larry Leopold. We're talking about living in the divine will. You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio Network. I'm your host, Anne McGlone, on Thy Will Be Done. And we are thrilled to be with you. If you're having some audio problems, it's because we powered down. Let me tell you, you can hear it. If you have an Alexa or Google on iHearts, just say the name of the station, WTMR 800 AM. It will come in quite clearly. Or you can go through the internet at www.inhissign.com and you can hear the radio broadcast during this power down time of the winter. So, my friends, we're back with Larry Leopold. We're talking about living in the divine will. And Larry is going to give us a little recap on who in the world is Louisa Picaretta.
That's right. Well, I'll say that we'll begin by letting her know that she was born on April 23rd in 1865 in a little town of Coreto in Italy. Interestingly enough, I think that was where the council of, I'm forgetting which one, between the East and the West, where the split between the Eastern Church and the Western Church occurred. And many of us think that God had chosen her birthplace as the way of bringing us together, because so much a part of what our Lord was telling her about was how our journey is to divinization, where, as our church fathers would tell us, God became man, that man might become God. Not God himself, but God by participation, God by grace. Now, Louisa, as I said, was poor little gal in the regular little town. And our Lord started grooming her very, very young. And she would have visions of him at a very young age. And then he started to come to her and visit her and ask her if she would. He said, "Soul, come, will you carry my cross with me?" And she was very, very tender and sensitive to our Lord. And so she responded with her fiat, her yes. And as he drew her deeper and deeper into a love affair with him, of conforming herself to him and to his grace, he wound up asking if she would become a victim soul. Right? And so for 54 years, and don't quote me on the number, but basically she was confined to bed. She could not get out of bed. She did not get out of bed. Nor, for many of those years, could she eat except for the Eucharist. Okay? So she lived only on our Lord and in the Blessed Sacrament. And when various spiritual directors ordered her to eat regular food out of practical concern, she would throw it up in the form it would go down. It wouldn't come up like what we would consider coming up, right? It would come up like a tomato, which is all a divine act right there. And during these years where she was confined in bed, she lived a life of sanctity, of total obedience to the church. The popes themselves assigned spiritual directors to her. And the spiritual directors, among which was Father Hannibal, who is now Saint Hannibal, would come, and he was a publisher and a wonderful spiritual director recommended to her by the Pope. And she became obedient to him, and he became one of the first, not only proponents of the divine will, he wound up dedicating all of his life to the printing of the books and to the promotion of the spirituality of living in the gift of the divine will. And they say he died in it. So, all right, so these are all testimonies to Louisa's sanctity, which again is now under the process in the church where her life and virtues are being examined by the Congregation for the Causes of the Saints, which has begun since the Archbishop of Trani in 2005 gave his positive affirmation of her sanctity. And according to the latest report in January 2020, the process is getting close to being done. All right, so there's no impediment to her canonization. It's moving along swimmingly. And so we have no reason to think that she's not a saint, which when she was buried, that was the entire city came to her funeral calling Santa Louisa, Saint Louisa. Right? So her sanctity seems to be a sure bet, and yet unknown to us, since her books had been basically banned along with a lot of others, like Sister Faustina's, until 1996. And now the light has come, and it seems that this is the time the Lord has chosen to reveal to the world what this spirituality of living in the divine will is, and how important it is for our time, and that he wants it. He wants it now. And so he's calling for people who have a heart to love him back, not just love him back, but love him back with his own love, with his own love. So now we come to the next part of your question, right? How is this different from all the spiritualities and all the saints up till now?
Yes.
All right? And I guess the difference, I'd almost like say the prayer of St. Patrick, which I don't know if it was his prayer or not, but, you know, Christ be before me, Christ be behind
me. Yeah, the Lorica.
Right?
The Lorica of St. Patrick, yes.
All right, and so, and the Lord would be surrounding him, kind of on the outside. All right, and Brother Lawrence with his wonderful book, Living in the Presence of God. Again, was a total abandonment to God in trying to keep aware of his aware of his presence in every moment of what he was doing. And a book which was transformative for me, Sister Betty Igo was a great gift to me. It was called The Abandonment to Divine Providence by Jean-Paul de Cassade.
Oh, yes, I have that, yes.
And it was so funny. She gave it to me on cassette tape, and I listened to it in my car. That's how long ago it was, right? And I listened to it, and I listened to it again, I listened to it again. And I guess after about the 30th time of listening, it was penetrating deeper and deeper into my heart. Because at first it sounded good, but I didn't really know what they were saying. And this idea of God's will not only being perfect, but in every moment and everything that ever happened in my life, and to just accept that and say yes to that, took me. We were in the Charismatic Renewal together years ago. And that led me personally into contemplative prayer, which then led me into becoming a Carmelite and learning all the St. John of the Cross and Teresa of Avila and more and more about coming into God. Okay, and they were in the 1500s, right? And so this seems to be something that God has been unveiling and revealing to the church over the centuries through these remarkable doctors of the church and saints and mystics, right? And it's been like the same thing I had with the cassettes. It takes a while for it to sink into the collective church, into the heart of all of us. And God knew that, as he said in Scripture, I have other things to share with you, but you can't bear to hear them yet. That it took us 2,000 years to be able to hear how much more God wants to do in us if we will surrender to him and give our nothing of our little human will to him so he can give us the everything of his divine self.
I want to stop there. That's such a profound statement, Larry, to give our nothing. It's not that we have to be wealthy, brilliant, all the 15 ministries under our belt. He wants us to give our nothing. So what does that mean, Larry?
Short version. I tell you, this is 25 years I've been, just loving this and trying to let that sink into my heart, right? But it's like, to me, we're his precious nothing, okay? We're creature, right? Made from nothing. Nothing but love, if you wish, right?
Yes.
We're made out of his love. When we separated from him, however, self-consciousness came alive. And we became our own God in our head. We became something, man. I'm really something. And that is insanity because it's just not real. It's not the truth. The truth is that we are what God made us out of, right? And that when we are able and willing to be creature again and not self-styled creators, and that he's the creator. And get that straight. Him, God, me, creature, you know, that's always been the problem from Adam and Eve in the beginning till now. And say, okay, I'm willing to let go of this notion I have that I can make something of myself or that I am a deal. Or even the me of me. Okay? Jesus tells Louisa that when we have surrendered our self-will, which is broken because it's broken away from its union with God and it doesn't work very well, as we can tell, it's all prone to sin. Everything from our human will is what we take to confession. It's everything that we do wrong, right? Even our good stuff that we try to do in our human will when it's not united in love with God, doesn't work very well. And so it's recognizing the brokenness that comes out of our nothingness and to be little enough so that it's like, I must decrease so he can increase. How far do we decrease? Into our nothingness. And when we have, then the gates of heaven open up, or the portals of grace and God and his divinity can come through. But we block it by our ego. And he says, when you have received my divine will into your heart, when you have surrendered your human will to me, there is no more I and you, but only we. Only we. And it's the fusion of the human will and the divine will into a single heart, a single will again. That is significant. That is outrageous. And when it's no longer I who live, but God living in me, it's like not just human anymore. Right now, God has taken his rightful place in us as the divinity. And Jesus can continue his ministry on earth through us. Right? In our sleeping, you know, whatever the good works we do. But everything he does is a continuation of Jesus's life on earth.
So, Larry, you know, what is the moment? Is there a moment when our listeners would surrender to God's divine will? Is there a particular prayer? How does this fusion happen for our listeners?
Okay. Well, it's very complicated, actually. What you do is you say, I want it.
There you go, listeners. I want it. I want God's divine will.
Jesus says, all you have to do is desire this with all your heart.
Mm-hmm.
I will do the rest. And I will do the rest. So with a promise like that, it's not hard, all right? But knowing that, first of all, that it is now real, okay, that through Louisa, it's now available. It's now accessible to us. Then all the other saints and all the spiritualities we've ever heard of come into play to help us grow in that living in the divine will. Okay? So living in the presence of God in the present moment is how we are able to pay attention to what's going on and to be faithful to him. Right, and to call him into those actions of our present moment so that we say, Lord, in your divine will, I drink this cup of coffee. So Jesus can be drinking a cup of coffee. Okay? Now it's not just a nice cup of coffee that's good till the last drop. It's good till the end of time. Right? Because God is eternal. So now the acts that we do in his divine will are eternal. So all you have to do is know it, believe it, want it, and then he'll take it from there. But he didn't write 36 volumes mm-hmm. for nothing. And the books are now available, or at least if we go to the website, Queen of the...
We missed it. Queen of the what, Larry? You blocked out there.
www.queenofthedivinewill.org.
Easy.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
This is the website when Mary's Hill up in the Poconos with, you know, Peter DePalma, all right, with Marian Center for years, has now become a Divine Will Center.
Mm.
All of the writings and retreats by Father Celso, Father Joseph Iannuzzi, and so many others are all available in audio right there on the website. Right, so all Louisa's writings and all the teachings that we have, so many teachings, are right there for the picking. And the more you read Jesus's words, it's like reading scripture in terms of it comes alive in you. And Jesus is so sweet and pleading for us to love him back. It's hard to resist the man. I mean, the God is so beautiful. It makes me weep when I read them. I can tell you how good it is.
So, Larry, speak to one of our listeners today, and I would like you to go into prayer, if you may. But speak to our listeners today who are so anxious, and they're thinking, this is just way too easy. You know, I just can't get past the roadblock of being stuck in the mud. I pray this way, and I'm still scared. Just speak quickly to that listener.
All right, dear one, I hear you. I'm going to do it in the form of a prayer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That Jesus would say, I love you, and I'm calling to you, and I hear your fear, and I know your temerity. But know that my love for you will hold you and sustain you, that I've always been with you, right? And know, too, that this gift that I have for you will give you and surround you with peace, and all your fears will be converted to joy. Know that all that is happening now in the world is all part of my plan, that my divine will is being done as you hear, as you speak, as you see what's going on. Do not fear. I am in control. And I have called you to this moment, and I'm speaking to you now through Anne's program, inviting you to the more that I have for you. And it doesn't matter who you are. The smaller you are, the better it is. For the largeness of your ego is what blocks me from the grace that I can flow to you. But if you're willing just to say yes to me, if you're willing to just open your heart, and you're willing to desire to learn the knowledges that I've given, then I will draw you into my own Godhead and give you my divine will. And you will possess all that I have. If you give me your nothing, I will give you my everything. And you will know. So be at peace. And don't let the events of the day disturb you at all. But keep your eyes on me. And wish only to know my will and to live in it. And it'll be.
Very powerful, Larry. Very powerful. If you're just tuning in, we're talking about living in the divine will with Larry Leopold. And again, this is a year of endurance, and we will be providing spiritual formation and catechesis and healing prayer. So don't miss any of these programs. Larry.
Right now. I got one last prayer for you at the end.
All right. Go, Larry.
All right. Now, this is a prayer that Daniel O'Connor, another wonderful name to remember if you can. And if you come to my site, I just created a web Facebook page called The Missionaries of the Divine Will on Facebook. I'll have all this material eventually there. But this is a prayer that he says after Mass, okay? Because God is calling us to become living host, right? Not just to have his host, but become his host. And his prayer is this, and I'll end it with it. Most Holy Trinity, you who now dwell inside my body with all your divinity, nothing is beyond your power. Therefore, I come before you and say, Fiat voluntas tua. I renounce my self-will and instead desire only your will. As you have held nothing back from me, let me likewise hold nothing back from you. Let the transubstantiation of the host within me affect the transconsecration of my very self, that I might receive the gift of the living in the divine will, so that Jesus may walk in my walking, speak in my speaking, pray in my praying, and indeed substitute his divine and eternal operations for all of my acts, and through me redo all the acts of creation, past, present, and future in the will of God, offering them back to the Father with the seal of my fiat, which I pray may become an echo of Jesus and Mary's perfect fiat. Amen.
Amen. And how would one, what is the name of the site on Facebook, Larry, that you just mentioned, for our listeners who may have missed it?
I'll give you two of them. On the Facebook, you can go to my site, which is Larry Leopold, L-E-O-P-O-L-D, and that's my site as I'm building a Divine Will Facebook page called The Missionaries of the Divine Will. The Missionaries for the divine will, because we're calling for those who are willing to not only learn about the divine will, but to share it with everybody.
And so one last parting word, Larry. You are propelled into this now, you for such a time as this. And even though you have lived a very prayerful life and you've been involved in so many ministries, this is a calling. You are being called to this. And the missionaries for the divine will, you know, if you're listening right now, is there another way for people to find you? Or you would prefer through Facebook or through the missionaries for the divine will?
Well, I've been so busy. I've been so busy writing another book.
Yes.
For this, that I'm just getting around to building those structures. But again, Larry Leopold, Facebook, call it Larry Leopold, and friend me and come on board, and I'll speak to you. We can message. We can talk. I'm also doing life coaching for those in the divine will, spiritual direction. So, this is my everything now.
This is your everything, and then I'm going to have you back within the next few weeks about your new children's book on the divine will.
Piccolino and the Sun. It's fun.
Piccolino and the Sun?
Yes.
Awesome. Well, we'll be talking about that in the coming weeks. I wanted to hold off on that today because we have to instruct our listeners in terms of living in the divine will. Go ahead.
There's so much that I don't care how long it takes us to talk about the divine will. You know that.
Yes. Well, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule, Larry. And you are a gift to all of us. And I pray through the power of the Holy Spirit that everyone who is listening will enter into a fusion with God the Father through his divine will, and that Larry and all those who you love will be blessed in a very powerful way this very day. Thank you, Larry, for being with us today.
Fiat.
Amen. God bless you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Well, that was very powerful. There's so much more to discuss and to learn about. The prayer from Father Dan O'Connor, so powerful. And Larry has written a book, and he's getting it ready, and he is doing spiritual direction as well. There's so much depth to this man, and we are so grateful. How blessed are we in Philadelphia to have someone like this? So, my friends, guess what? The infamous Joe Trainer will be coming on shortly. What a blessing to have Joe Trainer on the air with. I never know the guest. It's always a great surprise. So until next week, may the Lord bless you and keep you, and may Our Lady's mantle be wrapped around you. And remember, grow and live in the divine will. God bless you.
Be alert. Stand firm. Trust in God's plan for your life. Be sure to tune in next week for a new dose of hope. You're listening to In His Sign Catholic Radio on WTMR 800, Camden, Philadelphia.